I'm sorry to say that our second set of news items are a bit gloomy. The e-scooter trial gets a mention, as does the cost of road schemes at Mile Cross. Food waste targets are not being met, and low-cost housing is set to be abandoned on a development site. Rentable e-scooters will continue whizzing around city roads for at least another 2 years, after the experimental trial was extended. Leaders at County Hall used their powers to allow hire firm Beryl to keep providing the electric scooters until May 2028. The scheme, which started in September 2020, has been hailed for helping people to get to education, training and employment and cutting emissions as an alternative to cars. Council officers said more than 1.2 million e-scooter journeys have been made since the scheme launched. But the vehicles have triggered controversy, with some riders illegally using them on pavements, while the number of accidents involving the vehicles is believed to be underreported. Despite the issues, Graham Plant, County Hall's Cabinet Member for Highways, Transport and Infrastructure, has used his powers to extend the trial.
The price tag for a stalled road improvement scheme, which could lead to 20-mile-per-hour speed limits on almost 40 streets, has ballooned to £2 million. Norfolk County Council paused development of a plan for part of Norwich's Mile Cross estate in January last year, just months after consulting the public on the project, which had secured £850,000 in government cash. At that time, officers said the cost of the scheme, which included new cycle lanes, two new zebra crossings on Mile Cross Road, along with the closure of one end of Half Mile Road to vehicles, had increased significantly. At a recent council meeting, Graham Plant, the Conservative-controlled council's Cabinet Member for Highways, Transport and Infrastructure, revealed the cost had surged to £2 million. The increase was partially because the council discovered extra work would be needed to divert utility connections under pavements, which would need to be altered. The council is now revisiting the project, but that will mean consultation has to start all over again, and the work may not be done this year.
Every Norfolk council that was asked to introduce weekly food waste collections by today has failed to meet the government's deadline, despite receiving a combined £6 million in grants to fund the transition. Breckland, South Norfolk, North Norfolk and Great Yarmouth were all instructed to offer residents a separate food waste collection service by March the 31st. It comes as new government guidelines require all councils across the country to offer the new measures in what has been described as one of the biggest shake-ups to recycling policy in England in 20 years. Norwich City, Broadland and West Norfolk Council have already been operating the scheme for an extended period and received a minimal amount of financial support.
A developer wants to scrap affordable homes from its plans to build 250 houses on the city outskirts. Hill Residential has applied to Broadland District Council, asking the authority to scrap the requirement to provide below market value houses from its scheme at the Racecourse Plantation. The company says the development off Plumstead Road East between Thorpe St Andrew and Thorpe End will not be viable unless the affordable homes are scrapped. It claims the project's costs have increased because of the Nutrient Neutrality Directive imposed by Natural England. That requires developers to provide mitigation to offset any new pollution to waterways, including the Broads, which housing would create.
Poultry farmers in East Anglia are delighted as they prepare for mandatory housing measures to be lifted from Thursday, April the 9th. Government vets imposed the order last autumn as cases of bird flu climbed. There haven't been any cases in Norfolk since Christmas, so we should all be confident our birds will be safe. But we must all still be vigilant and maintain the highest levels of biosecurity as the threat of avian influenza never goes away. Spring is here, the weather is getting warmer, and the birds are ready to start enjoying the spring pastures. As birds have been housed for several months, it may be necessary for them to be acclimatised and gradually released over a period of days to minimise welfare issues, vets say.